The U.S. has deployed what the president calls an armada to the region, including the U.S.'s largest aircraft carrier and its strike group, dozens of additional fighter jets, former officials, analysts telling me the U.S. is capable of delivering a strong blow against Iran, but will find it difficult to defend itself and allies from a big Iranian response.
What do those former officials and analysts tell you about the chance of a deal?
Exactly what Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said in the last couple of days. It is very difficult because the U.S. demands are larger than what Iran is willing to concede. Iran will simply not give up. That's that right for domestic enrichment, says former State Department official and current distinguished diplomatic fellow at the Middle East Institute, Alan Iyer.
What they see is any capitulation in the face of pressure will invite further aggression. What they're doing now is they're getting ready to take a hit. You know, satellite imagery is showing this. Open press reporting is showing this. I'm sure intelligence is reporting this. While they're continuing negotiations with the U.S., they fully expect these negotiations not to result in a deal, and they are preparing themselves for a massive U.S. military attack.
And those preparations, Amna, include steps like deploying troops across the country, dispersing decision-making authority, and fortifying nuclear sites, all signs, again, that analysts believe Iran is preparing for a U.S. strike.